Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Cheers, boys. Welcome back to Stagecoach.
Cheers. Good to be back.
It's so great to talk to you guys as a person that does what we do for a living, but also as a gigantic fan of your
work.
I hope that never gets old hearing.
Thank you. We are narcissists. We
good. Love them. Perfect. Perfect.
Hey, no wonder you like them so much.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, that's something a narcissist would say.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Dr. John. Happy birthday early.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Very
happy birthday
welcome.
Early. My birthday is in 2 days.
Exactly right. Yeah. Oh, I know. Do yeah. you?
I knew that.
Okay,
I knew
good.
That.
Do you,
apparently not. I'll call you next time if I need to know.
What'd you get your brother? Anything yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
you
think
do you guys do gifts?
No, I mean what we do is like monumental birthday. So I just turned 40. John threw me a massive bash, which was basically how he surprised me is he convinced me to do. We were doing this charity show. And then I stepped out on stage to perform, and I was like, hey. And then everyone was like, surprise.
It was just
what a great idea.
Yeah, I know, it got me. And I was like, damn, my pants are way too tight. I would have chose different ones if it was going to party all night.
So how did you pull that off without him figuring it out?
It was quite elaborate.
It was a whole thing. Well, the thing is, a couple years prior to that, I had my 40th, and he made it sound like we were going to a gig. It was in our schedule and everything. And the gig was like, I don't know, up in Minnesota or something like that. It was a long drive to where we were going. And of course, I don't pay attention. If I paid attention at all looking back, it would have been clear as day. But I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So we're on the bus. The bus gets pulled over, quote unquote. And our tour manager is like, hey, we got pulled over by the cops. I'm like, are you kidding me? We haven't gotten off the road. Like,
yeah.
And I walk off the bus, and we're actually at TJ's house. I didn't see the whole thing happen. And it was a big bash. So I knew
surprised
it was going to be hard.
Him, but I made sure his wife, Lucy, had another pair of clothes for him.
Yeah, I was the worst dressed person at my party. Yeah, I was just ready to lay my bunk
he's
for
like
18
PJs, and then so he flipped the script on me.
Yeah,
and I thought there's no way he's going to get me because it was like right around the CMAs and
sure.
the ASCAP. It was like so many monumental moments. Like, okay, this is when he's going to do it. And then we just flew back from South Africa playing that big massive festival there, and then I get home and I'm just like I'm upside down. I'm like, no way he would do it now. And I'm like,
yeah.
And then of course he did. But then, you know, a couple beers in, I was fine.
Sure.
There you go.
So what's better, being the person who's surprised at something like that, or being the person who pulled off surprise? Since you've both done it,
a little bit of both.
Yes,
being surprised is better. So I learned being the one surprising, it's really stressful.
Yeah,
because you want to you really, if something goes wrong, you have ruined so much setup. And that part was really stressful. So once the surprise happens, you're like, okay, now I can breathe.
Yeah, and then people are just bringing you things, and they're like, here's a seat, here's a drink, you want anything. When you're hosting, it's like, everyone's like, hey, where's the trash cans? And I'm like, I don't know. Can someone else find something?
Yeah. Yeah.
I experienced that tension of trying to plan a surprise firsthand. A girl I dated once took me to a, I didn't know it at the time, surprised me with tickets to see Brandi Carlile at the Santa Barbara Bowl. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing. I love Santa Barbara Bowl.
Oh, my God. What a great venue. I had never been there before.
It's one of my favorites.
I had no idea it was happening. I know she was supposed to play Stagecoach a few weeks before, but she I think she got COVID.
She got sick.
Or something. She got sick. She couldn't show up. I was devastated because I love her so much. She completely pulled the wool over my eyes. Everything was going fine until the usher had her roller window down and said, "Are you here for Brandi tonight?"
Oh, no.
And she goes, "You shut your whore mouth."
Oh, no.
She got me to the venue.
Oh, and then that's so amazing.
That's right.
I love it. Yeah. You know, we played at Santa Barbara Bowl a couple of years back. And, like, I don't know, maybe a week or two after this, we had a show in Canada. And we were crossing the border really early in the morning, 2 or 3 in the morning. And, you know, we cleared the buses of, like, everything you know, you could be in trouble for. Mm-hmm. Well, we get in, they start, like, they're like, "Where are the drugs?" I'm like, "We don't have anything on our bus." And they're like, "Where are the drugs?" This is just John and I's bus, which, you know, oddly enough, we have the least amount of stuff on our bus. And we're like, they're like, "Where's it?" I mean, they're just, like, going after it. I'm like, "We do not have anything."
Yeah.
And then they bring in this big wicker basket full of, like, they had given us a gift at the Santa Barbara Bowl for playing it, and it had, like, THC lip balm and, like,
oh my God,
all of these things.
THC bath bomb.
These big ass joints. I was like,
oh no.
I was like, "I swear to God, it was a gift." And they were laughing because they were like, he's like, "Well, I'm going to let you go because we don't have enough handcuffs for you." But basically, it was clearly like a gift basket. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, awesome. Imagine an Easter basket, but instead of, like, eggs and candy, it's just all weed.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I am imagining it right now.
And I was like, it was the funnest product. Yeah.
I've been on a bus with you guys when you passed around once. I legendary. Story. I'm sure you guys don't remember, but you guys did our country fest at Lakeside Rodeo Grounds. Rum had just come out, and you guys, I went back to interview you. I don't know
that
why.
That was back when we could smoke weed all the time. We can't do it anymore.
Well, you guys sparked up, and you were nice enough to share, and I was like, ooh, I got to work. But I don't know if you guys remember this, but my afternoon guy was trying to get Scotty McCreery to do liners, and there was no place quiet for him to do so except your bus. So he's outside knocking and Scotty's
oh God, I don't remember that.
The most straight laced MF-er in the history of the music. Oh,
he's
Lord,
like, he's the most lovely person, but I can't imagine.
I think he changed his entire songwriting skill after. Everything was more clear to him. Oh, it was great. One more question really quickly. There's a family country band that has recently reunited, and they are down one family member. They couldn't do it anymore. And I think about you guys, who are you so tight. Can you imagine doing what you're doing without the other?
Well, that's half the band right there.
No, I mean, the thing is, I think if I were to, I don't know that I would ever perform our songs. Just wouldn't be the same with having another guitar player play the way John played. That would just seem like a posery thing.
I definitely, unless someone wants to see an hour and a half of guitar solos, I can't do it.
Okay.
So I'm screwed. He's fine. My brother's good. He can sing like.
No, I would. I don't know. I mean, I think I would probably just do it. I'd probably just start another project,
right.
I guess.
All right.
But I don't know. But, you know, with that being said, I mean, you know, have like bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd, where it's not really hardly the original members. There's really only one. Kind of. And it's like. But they're still awesome to go watch and play.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's still.
All right.
We heard a rumor before we get to the gift, and we heard that you might be bringing a special guest on stage.
Yes,
we are.
Did they tell you who the guest was?
No. So we wanted to kind of guess if you started by giving
us clues.
What we wanted to do.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I will say this: this person, she,
okay,
all right, is a singer, but her primary occupation is not singing.
She is well known for doing.
So is it an actress?
Actress, okay. All right, keep asking 20 questions. You've got 19 more.
Oh my gosh.
Is she an actress that's currently in something?
Yeah, I think so. If not right now, but a very current actress.
And I'll give you one more clue that I think is good to know. They just recently put out music of their own.
Yes.
Is it Kate Hudson?
Yes.
Kate Hudson.
Damn,
I take that back.
She can sing.
She's great.
She's really good.
The groupie.
Band-Aid. Come on now.
Band-Aid, my bad.
We just did a podcast with her and her brother Oliver, and we had the best time. We hit it off. But we, you know, obviously she could sing, but I didn't realize we did the podcast. She was sharing that they have a lot of music it runs through their family, like for generations.
Right.
And so it was like really cool. But anyhow, so we asked her, like, "Hey, do you want to come jump up on stage with us at Stagecoach?"
Oh, that's so cool.
Which was awesome. So, so she obliged. But the kind of other thing that's exciting is we did get to, you know, talk to her quite a bit through this podcast, but we have actually not met her in person still just yet. So I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I mean, she's very lovely, but it is little piece of information.
That's so great. And she does have a kick-ass show on Netflix right now. She plays the GM of like a Lakers-type LA basketball team.
And she can do anything.
She's so great.
She can act like in dramatic roles. A really great comedy actor. She's so talented. I mean, it's in the family.
But it was interesting because when we did this, we did the podcast, it's with her and her brother, and obviously us being there, there were so many really hilarious moments where we got to, you know, kind of see. Yeah. There's times where obviously you get along and things are good, but there's clearly things that still just push your buttons.
Right.
Yeah. Getting to see that in someone else.
How did you get Kate Hudson? I'm blown away by you.
That was good.
Very good.
Thank you. It was your clues.
Yeah.
So glad I latched my horse onto your trailer. Oh. Because where the hell would I be? Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh, we have gifts.
I love Eau Claire.
We have gifts.
Oh, right on.
We have gifts.
Okay, yes.
You
want to
explain what they are?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you need a bandana when you're on stage as stagecoach. So we're gonna up the ante with a bandana. We call it the John and Tam Dana. It goes with everything.
You
don't want to wear it. You can wash your car with it. You can do whatever you like. Maybe, you know, gift it to your kids or trash it when you leave.
We'll give you one for Kate because she looks good in yellow.
Oh, look at that.
Tell her I said that.
Everyone knows that about her.
My girlfriend also.
You got a Forky phone case.
I do.
My kids are fucking obsessed with Toy Story, and I'm like, I love that movie, but I just can't do it anymore. They're obsessed with Toy Story. I watched it.
Awesome.
This was super fun.
Yeah, it was.
One of my favorite interactions with you guys ever. Doesn't it feel like we've just like, oh, God, we haven't seen it in a while. Let's have a pot pie.
I don't like it.
Let's meet up next week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it.
Thanks, guys.